In 2004, when the mission adopted its 10-year strategic plan, the foundation wanted to conserve the mission's art collection, but it meant understanding what was in the art collection. And we learned by our assessments and review that there really were two collections that the mission had. One was a religious collection that dated to the Spanish colonial era, and another was the plein air collection, which were the painters that came in the early 1900s to capture the beauty and the light in the outdoor environment of the mission. The Spanish colonial room was re-envisioned in the last few years to help showcase the liturgical art collection, the religious art collection, and the mission's commitment in the last 10 years to conserve historically significant paintings that come from the Catholic faith tradition. We've been successful in conserving these paintings because of our relationship with the California Missions Foundation, our own Mission Art Guild that we started, and the community at large. Since 2004, over 32 paintings have been conserved. So while you're looking at an architecturally significant component of the mission grounds, you're also surrounded by really what is meant to be an inspiring painting collection and to provide just a moment of comfort or a moment of consideration to what it spans over 240 years of a Christian faith tradition on these grounds.